time now for the College Football Inquirer with Dan Wetzel.
Like, I want no guard rules, free market, let's go. Wild, wild west, I love westerns, right? Regulators, saddle up. I'm that guy, but sometimes you got to have some rules on how the operation.
And SI's Pat Forte.
Either lack of cooperation or misrepresentation or what there, but as is often the case, it's not the crime, it's the cover-up. And if you attempted to cover up some relatively small violations, it could lead to a big problem.
Here's Pat, Russ, and Dan.
All right, welcome to the pod, emergency pod. Jim Harbaugh may have given us, he may be the leader, career leader in emergency pods created.
He's a walking emergency pod.
He is, and that's why as a selfish college football podcaster, I'd prefer he does not go to the NFL.
No kidding.
Although, you know, I like him in the NFL too, but we need him. Jim Harbaugh did not go quietly into that good night after losing to TCU. He's been in the news nonstop. And Thursday, we're able to report that Michigan has received a draft of the notice of allegations in the NCAA's slow-crawling system that accuse the football program of five violations. Four of them are level twos. There are four levels to NCAA violations, of course.
Yeah.
The fourth level is like they don't do anything if you break the rule, right?
Yeah, I think they congratulate you on actually keeping like, the enforcement people employed. By
so
just,
why
you
know, have that, right?
I don't know. Yeah, that's like, that's the old extra cream cheese stuff.
You're right.
Know?
Like, oh, this is a violation, but there's no, it's like I was doing my taxes and I miscalculated the number, but then I fixed it. Right. No penalty. Thank you. Appreciate it. No, anyway, this is a level two. They really, you know, one was meeting with a couple recruits during the COVID dead period. I think it was one meeting. Using analysts as on-field coaches during practice sessions was another. There was one where you're watching players work out. You're not allowed to. It was like, you know, some kind of captain's type practice. We're watching via Zoom, things like that. So it's not nothing, but it's not much, right? Certainly not the kind of scandal that you're hoping, but these are the rules and they violate them. The issue comes with a charge of a level one violation for failure to cooperate. The NCAA investigators believe Harbaugh was not truthful to them and he knew what was happening and didn't tell or whatever it is. We'll find out the exact details. And that got Harbaugh hit with a level one, which is just amazing. There's virtually no such thing as the NCAA anymore, let alone NCAA violations. And Jim Harbaugh somehow caught himself a level one on a procedural crime. Like, he didn't even, it's not even like you dropped a bag of cash off, which you can do now pretty much.
Yeah.
So Harbaugh could be fired for any of these, even the level twos. I don't think Michigan's going to do that. He could be suspended for up to six games for the level one. He could be hit with recruiting sanctions. Don't go out on the road, things like that. We don't know, but those would all require convictions, which could take 2 years or more. Could take a year. I don't know. We don't know. Or so who knows where that leads. Michigan and Harbaugh and the NCAA could also come to some kind of agreement, particularly in the next 90 days, and come up with some agreed-upon solution, which would probably be lesser penalties than all those, and move on. Maybe he misses two games or something next fall and nobody remembers. I don't know. Or this could push him to the National Football League, where Denver and Carolina particularly are very much in play, and he's got a tremendous winning percentage and record. And so that could happen. And it explains his comically cryptic open-ended comments of late, talking about his return to the Wolverines in 2023, except no man knows the future. And he thinks he'll be back, and he expects to be back, and things like, well, now
expect.
You know.
Expect.
Expects yeah, it, because yeah. Michigan could fire him, or the NCAA could suspend him. So I don't know. being a little too literal there. He should have just been like, yeah, I'm back. And but this is Harbaugh, right?
Right.
So your thoughts on this affair, Harbaugh, that has popped up?
Yeah, a few different things here. First of all, yeah, this could drag on a long time, or this could actually wrap pretty quickly, depending on whether Michigan and the NCAA can reach a negotiated resolution. It's one of the things they do now, where you don't have to go through a committee on infractions hearing. If the NCAA says, look, these are the charges, do you agree? They say, we pretty much agree. Okay, now we'll just resolve this. So it could happen possibly before next season. And if Jim Harbaugh's there and facing a suspension, it could be in effect in the 2023 season. Or, you know, this could go on for God knows how long. But this is a little, I wonder if it's like the Bruce Pearl lying about the barbecue situation, where when he had Aaron Kraft and I think another prospect to his house for a barbecue, the NCAA came, talked to him about it, and he denied it all. I don't know whether Harbaugh just flat out denied or exactly what characterized his either lack of cooperation or misrepresentation or what there. But as is often the case, it's not the crime, it's the cover-up. And if you attempted to cover up some relatively small violations, it could lead to a big problem. I will say, too, now the NCAA was pretty hard after some of these COVID dead period recruiting violations, because they heard from the membership that really ticked people off. It's like, look, we're trying to go by safety mandates for our university, for our community, for our state, our government. You know, everybody's telling us to be safe, and people are out here trying to cheat and recruit. That made people really mad. So they went hard after, like, Arizona State's going to get whammed probably pretty soon here, and that's part of their thing. Air Force took a hit for that. We'll see what happens here with Michigan. But that's kind of some of the backdrop and context to why that violation probably matters more than the other ones.
Yeah, and look, we're not here to, anyone who listens to this podcast knows our thoughts on NCAA rules and stuff like that, but that was the rule.
Yep.
I mean, you know, the NFL had COVID protocols too. Like,
yep.
This isn't about, I think one of the things that's interesting, the NCAA has so torched its credibility, both by the relentless prosecution or pursuit of amateurism, which is just a empty bankrupt concept, that the public finally swung against them on that. And then the other part is the lack of enforcement on clear, at least in the public's mind, recruiting violations.
Yeah.
So you see coaches accused of this or obvious cheating and they just get away with it. That at this point, the NCAA has zero credibility. It's completely kneecapped itself by its own behavior to the point where even these violations, now look, they're not major violations, but these rules are the same rules that like the National Football League has. Look,
right.
You can only use so many coaches on the field to practice. Like that's an agreed upon rule that has nothing to do with compensating players.
Right.
It's COVID. No one should be allowed to recruit. So we're just all going to take a dead period. Well, you did it. You know, work off-season workouts, texting, things like that. There's certain things you can't do. Even the NFL and the NBA have those things, and they're willing to compensate. So, but the NCAA at this point has so little credibility that even rules that you're like, yeah, you shouldn't do that, people are like, ah, screw the NCAA, I hate that. And it's like, okay, interesting.
Yeah.
Because these are, you know, again, I don't think it's not like, I mean, you know, give Michigan the death penalty, but like, all right, you shouldn't do that. That was the rule. Right. It really has nothing to do with should JJ McCarthy be able to get a couple bucks off his jersey being sold.
Right. There's no terrible injustice to being done here, right? In the NCAA's attempt to enforce these rules. This isn't, we're going to ruin a kid's eligibility because he was selling a jersey or something like
right,
that.
Right.
That is nothing to do with any of this. So this is, if you're one of those people out there says, you know, the NCAA sucks, well, fine. And there's plenty of proof of that. But in this case, this is a clearly established rule that a lot of people felt strongly about and Michigan allegedly violated. We haven't heard their side of it yet.
I'm the no guard rule guy.
Yeah, we know.
Like, I want no guard rules, free market, let's go. Wild, wild west. I love westerns. Right? Regulators, saddle up. I'm that guy, but sometimes you got to have some rules on how the operation, and that's so I at least can recognize that. I'm not so lost in my hatred of amateurism that I can't see that. All right, well, it seems pretty reasonable, right? But whatever, that's where we're at with that. And it's interesting, there's another part of this. Now, the case that really, to me, it reminds me of is the Jim Tressel one, but 11 or 12 years ago. And 12 right. years ago
yep.
now.
Yeah.
Where Tressel was aware that his players were selling their memorabilia, including to get tattoos, and he didn't report it as he was contractually obligated. And then when the NCAA came in, I believe he was not forthcoming at all about that.
Right.
And that, it didn't lead to his firing immediately, but later more came out, I think, through some media accounts, like a Sports Illustrated story. Not you, you weren't there or whatever. No. And then Ohio State dumped him. But
yeah.
So two things. One, what Tressel was doing, obviously he wanted his guys to be eligible to play, but there was an element of like, I don't give a crap whether they're selling their own stuff, and I don't want my guys getting in trouble for dumb thing like this. There's a little bit of like, I'm going to defend my player nobility to it. In this case, there's none of that for Harbaugh. It's just like,
no,
my staff screwed up. Yep. So you could see why Tressel did that. But 11, 12 years ago, it led to his firing. Not immediately, but it did lead to his firing. I don't anticipate that with Harbaugh as long as he's willing to agree to what I believe the NCAA and Michigan, if they come to an agreement, will Harbaugh play along with that?
Right. Yeah. There. Yes. What is his level of cooperation here in terms of owning up to what happened and then taking, if they say, all right, yeah, we've agreed, the NCAA says 3-game suspension, you're out. Is he like, okay, fine, or not? And the other part of that is, you alluded to it basically. Is this at all a motivator for him looking at the NFL? I think he's a guy who thinks highly enough of himself and his image and his legacy that taking an NCAA suspension, being found to have violated, had a level one violation that leads to a suspension, would be hard for him to swallow. I'm not saying that necessarily is the only reason it would look at the NFL, but it's probably another reason why. What do you think there?
No, I agree. Jim Harbaugh, his entire life, has fought unwinnable fights. As a player, he had spats with not just any coaches, Bo Schembechler and Mike Ditka.
Yeah.
Not exactly the most congenial guys that are looking for, like, you know, a dispute with their coach. As a college football coach, right? Pete Carroll asked, what's your deal, man? Right? He got at Jim, was it Schwartz?
Yeah, Jim Schwartz.
Yeah, Jim Schwartz. What is it? I'm sorry.
I think it was Jim. Wasn't it?
I'm forgetting Schwartz's name. Anyway, he was the Lions coach, and Harbaugh gets into it with him. Harbaugh's gotten into it with anyone. He doesn't. Harbaugh will lose every single battle if he thinks he wins the war.
Yeah.
Even if he doesn't win the war.
Mm-hmm.
So the question is, and look, here's what I'm going to surmise. I haven't seen all the evidence. Very few people probably have at this point. We will see what comes out. The NCAA could be 100% wrong. It would not be their first time.
No.
But knowing the NCAA infraction system and the enforcement staff, especially in this weakened state, they aren't out there looking to say, hey, let's go after Jim freaking Harbaugh at Michigan right after they made the national semifinal. Like, you got to give them, they say, oh, they no one will ever investigate the blue bloods. Well, here it is.
Yeah.
No okay. Doubt. Cause all of these things you could be like, maybe there was too many coaches that, hey, this, you know, right? This isn't a Detroit Free Press reports that the entire, I mean, these things aren't in violation, but like the whole team's on roids or something like that. Like, this isn't a scandal. This is them creating. So my guess is they're going to have their ducks in a row. Maybe not. I'm giving them too much credit, but like whoever the enforcement staff is on this, they're dead if they're wrong. And some of this stuff is pretty easy to prove. Like the, you mentioned the Bruce Pearl cookout at his house with Aaron Kraft, who ended up going to Ohio State on a recruiting visit. You're not allowed to recruit to your house. Like there were pictures of them in the house.
Yeah. Yeah. So,
and the NCAA goes and talks to Aaron. Oh yeah, I'm going to tell. I'm not taking the hit because some guy invited me to his house. I'm going to tell. So right. I'm guessing all of this approval, but will Jim Harbaugh, if he was not forthcoming, is he going to be now? Is he going to say, yes, this did happen? Yes, I now recall whatever, we made some mistakes, or presuming the NCAA allegations are accurate, and I get we're way ahead of this, is he going to maintain whatever made them uncomfortable? Because I guarantee you these guys in this weekend, this isn't 1978 anymore. They took a big gulp when they put a level one on Jim Harbaugh.
No doubt. No doubt. I think you're 100% right in the read of this, that it's not quite to the level of you come at the king, you best not miss, but they are not filing this thing with a level one aimed at him and just kind of hoping that they've got their ducks in a row. I am sure they feel very confident about it. Now, again, if this does go to a committee on infractions, the committee on infractions now has the capability of saying, we don't think this is a level one. Right. We actually think it's a level two. So never mind. Pound some sand, investigators. But the other thing, too, I think, all this stuff, people are so, A, turned off by it, but B, confused by the NCAA structure. It's worth pointing out, this is not an IARP case. This is straight old school NCAA enforcement. The IARP is the
complex
adjudicative body that has let they've given everybody a free pass that has basically come through there. They gave Penny Hardaway a free pass. They gave Mark Gottfried even a free pass. They gave Bruce Pearl a free pass. They gave, Pearl, that was insane. Anyway, Rick Pitino. So this is a different ball game. This isn't a bunch of people that, A, have only a loose understanding of the rules, and B, don't seem to see it the way the enforcement staff sees it. So I would take this very seriously if I were a Michigan fan in terms of thinking there will eventually be penalties in this.
Right. But the main penalty would be we lose Jim Harbaugh.
Right.
Like that's the number one penalty.
Yeah.
Because you could take Jim Harbaugh off the road recruiting for a year. You could suspend him. I mean, look, if I'm Michigan, let's talk suspension next year. I'll take the first X number of games. You want to see their schedule? East Carolina, UNLV, Bowling Green, Rutgers. Yep. Yeah. How about a 4-game suspension? How about that?
that's what I would take to the negotiated resolution table.
No, I'd go like two or one, and they come back with three. You go, all right, back for Rutgers. Then they're at Nebraska. I mean, who cares, right?
Yep.
So
Mike Hart can get the Michigan Wolverines 4-0 through that.
If Michigan cannot beat East Carolina, UNLV, and Bowling Green without Jim Harbaugh, then they aren't going to have much of a season anyway.
Right.
So there is that. But again, this hinges on Harbaugh. As of right now, Harbaugh has not been cooperative. The NCAA is saying you're lying or something along those lines. Does he change his story? Does he change his attitude to it? Or does he dig in and say, no, I'm going to fight. You're wrong. I didn't do that. I didn't know. Or does he say, screw it, I'm out of here. And there's an easy path for Michigan to get out of this, but it requires Jim Harbaugh going for the path of least resistance, which over the last 40 years of Jim Harbaugh's public life is not how he does things.
Nope.
Not, at least some of the time.
Yeah.
The path of least resistance is not fighting with Mike freaking Ditka.
Right.
Okay. He just does what he does. I want one other point on Harbaugh. I'll tell you one way that this could be confused. Can you imagine interviewing Jim Harbaugh on NCAA violations?
Oh, my God. No, I mean, it would be awful. Go ahead. No, I mean, like, you've interviewed him, I've interviewed him. He can be, when he, especially when he doesn't want to cooperate. I mean, he can be so vague, so non sequitur. Like, he'll pause and look off and think and say something that makes, like, almost no sense compared to what you're asking about, you know?
I think this could be the case. Like, the case could just be like, he wasn't lying. He was just Jim Harbaugh. Like, it's like this. It's like, any questions? Yes, Coach, you know, Billy Moore from the Daily Bugle. Hey, you're playing at Ohio State this Saturday, and gets loud down there. What are you doing to prepare the team for to handle the noise? And he'll gaze off for like 4 seconds like there's a moth or something. Columbus, Ohio. Yeah. Tremendous energy.
Yeah.
Hail.
And he'll pluck one word out of the question. You know, like, yeah, preparation. That's what we're doing. Yeah.
Preparation. Yes. Yeah, that's it. Never, there's no like, we are. No, it won't say we are doing. Like, he doesn't use, it's, so he may have answered all of the questions honestly, but spoke Harbaugh. And these guys were speaking English.
Yeah.
And it all got mixed up.
That's a great theory. I love that. I would love to see the transcripts of the interviews and just see if there's some of that just, you know, random stop, start, over here, over there, sentence fragment, whatever. I mean, last October when I sat down with him, and he was good then. He was engaged. They were winning. He was happy. He was talking about stuff he wanted to talk about Aiden Hutchinson being a football player and stuff. And so his answers were good, but there's still parts of it. I go back and listen to the tape, and I'm like, how am I going to make a sentence out of this?
Yeah,
ellipses here, ellipses there. You know what I mean?
Most of the Jim Harbaugh pressers I've been to, it's like there's at least one to two moments where all the media just stares around and like, I don't know. Is he done? Is he not done? Like, do I jump? This guy is just out there, man.
Yeah,
it's just Harbaugh. So I don't know. That's like the get out of jail free. We're going to be like, oh, it's just a misunderstanding. Harbaugh's going to be like, yeah. I mean, literally easy questions become he won't answer. That's great. Right? Preparation. Every other coach in the, I mean, even Nick Saban, like, yeah, the noise is going to be loud. We got to prepare, you know, silent count, you know, whatever. Just give the guy at the Daily Bugle is something.
Yeah, you can't count on just a mundane two sentences from him in response to those questions.
No. So the whole thing is, it's just an interesting spot because this isn't going to operate. It could go how you would expect. If this was virtually any other coach in the country, I would expect that they would link up with the school and go, what do I got to do to get out of this?
Right.
Which they would have done previously and gotten out of this. We would have had the there's an allegation, this, and yeah, you three less official visits and staff's got to go to some extra training and whatever, right? Two scholarships reducted.
Yeah, there's an easy calculus to this,
and really, Nobody even remembers it.
Mm-hmm.
But because it's Harbaugh, and then you have this NFL factor, so if I'm the Michigan fan, right? I mean, am I right? Like, I just keep them. I don't care.
Oh, yeah.
Nobody cares about these rules anymore. I mean, Ohio State, like I said, they didn't really fire. The Tressel thing was complicated, but, you know, if Tressel happens now, they don't fire him.
No. I think that that's the other thing, too, where the winds of change have blown to the point where there's a lot of people that are willing to put up with a lot of scandal and keep their winning coach. And this isn't a lot of scandal. So this would be I know Michigan's Michigan, and Michigan thinks extremely highly of itself in terms of being cut from a better cloth, so to speak, you know, doing things the right way, being a great academic institution, which it is for sure. But nobody is going to say, I can't imagine there's any Michigan fans out there that would say, well, you know, Jim had a great run, but he's got to go over this. You know, I have a hard time seeing that.
And like I'm just guessing, but I don't think Jim Harbaugh has a whole lot of oversight on the staff.
I would imagine not.
I mean, you know, so somebody watching this, or are they too many? He's sitting around drinking whole milk and steak for lunch. And I don't know. He's a simple guy. So really, yeah. Really interesting story, because if it wasn't for Harbaugh, there is a chance. I'm just going to say, I don't know, but there is a chance Harbaugh just immolates his whole college career because he's going to fight the NCAA or just take off.
Yeah.
He could do it. And I would not say that about virtually any other coach. Any other coach would be like talking to their lawyers, the university's counsel, say, all right, this sucks, but I'm going to do it. I mean, right? Like, did Bill Self serve a suspension? We've had coaches serve suspensions. You don't remember.
Self served, like, I don't know, was it 4 games at the beginning of this season or something?
Right. Self didn't sit there and say, I'm not doing it. No, they crafted a nice plan. They got through it. Who cares? Whatever. Next. Right.
I mean, yeah, Kansas fought as long as they could before they did anything.
Right.
I mean, and then, and they, you know, they, back
if
into
they
the
were
corner.
Smart, they wouldn't even have suspended Self then, because that IARP might have just.
Yeah, right. The IARP will give him a lollipop IARP, and say, thanks for coming in.
What is it? IIRP?
IARP.
Like AARP, but with an I.
Yeah. But with an I. Yeah. Thankfully, it's going away soon.
Yeah. So. Classic stuff here, though.
Yeah.
The guardrails. There are no guardrails, and Jim Harbaugh catches. It's like it's that line in Friday. How'd you get fired on your day off, you know?
Yeah, but in a week when we're kind of like trying to pay attention to the national championship, we've had Chris Beard get fired, Bobby Petrino changed jobs twice, and now Jim Harbaugh catch a level one. It's amazing.
Never a dull moment.
College sports.
Never a
dull moment. That's why we emergency pod, baby.
That's why we did it. Oh, by the way, Ross was flying to LA right when we should have mentioned that at the beginning.
Yeah.
He's not just quiet right now waiting for a chance of emergency.
Bored out of his mind listening
bored
to us.
Bored out of his mind. Mm-hmm. All right. Final plug for Saturday, Sunday, 4 p.m.
Yeah.
Los Angeles Convention Center at the main stage of the college football playoff fan fest thing. Bring your kids. They can, hit tackling dummies and stuff. And you can hear the wit and wisdom of the College Football Inquirer.
Yes. Ross will be with us for that.
Ross will be there. He's already en route.
That's right.
So we tried. I wanted him to podcast from like seat 17A on his flight. Can you imagine anything worse than someone setting up?
God. Because
now you got Wi-Fi on these planes.
Yeah.
Setting up their podcast equipment. It's like dead silent. And then also you start yelling really loud.
Right. And yeah, your elbow. I mean, there's not a lot of room, and we do have a little bit of stuff at least.
A little bit, yeah.
Yeah.
So we spared whoever's in 17B. You're welcome.
Yeah, that's right.
You're welcome.
But yeah, it's great out here. I'm looking out at the palm trees right now from my hotel, LAX Marriott.
Oh yeah, you're there too. Yeah, I'm the lazy one coming late.
Yep.
That's all right. Well, all right, we'll be there Sunday. Hopefully, we don't need to do another emergency pod. But if they, you know, we're here, like the fire department. Right. We're always here for you. Talk to you later.